Texte numéro 124. Why might people believe in human-made hurricanes? Hurricane Milton slammed into the west coast of Florida on October 9th, becoming the second powerful hurricane to hit the state in just 2 weeks. While most people turn to meteorologists for explanations, a minority remained skeptical, proposing that the hurricanes were engineered, that Florida's weather was being manipulated, or even that it was targeted at Republican voters. These ideas aren't new. Conspiracy theories often emerge in the wake of natural disasters. Investigating these theories is especially crucial as extreme weather events are projected to become more severe and frequent. Conspiracy theories explain important events by attributing them to the secret actions of a small, powerful group. Yet if we take a step back, something striking becomes apparent. If conspiracy theories explain events as the actions of a small group, then conspiracy theories should only apply to events where such a group's influence is plausible. For example, faking the moon landing would have required NASA to create an elaborate set, costumes, actors, and maintain secrecy. While unlikely, it is conceivable because humans can design sets, make costumes, and act. However, climate-based conspiracy theories don't fit this mould as easily. Unlike movie sets or stage events, humans don't control the climate in the same direct way. While we can seed individual clouds to encourage rain, for instance, a whole hurricane is simply far too big and too powerful for human technology to have any impact, making climate conspiracy theories less plausible. People have a fundamental need to feel safe and secure in their environment. If climate change is real, it poses an existential threat, leading some to reject it in favour of conspiracy theories that preserve their sense of safety. Additionally, individuals desire a sense of control and agency over their environment. When faced with the uncontrollable nature of climate change, people often embrace conspiracy theories to regain that sense of control. The first psychological study of this kind looked at a major tornado outbreak in the US Midwest in 2019. Researchers found that people more affected by the outbreak were more likely to believe the tornadoes were controlled by the government. It might seem intuitive that if you don't believe in something, you won't act as though it were true. Thus, if you don't believe that climate change is true, you're not going to act as if it is. Yet, there are reasons to be hopeful that certain interventions that foster analytical thinking or a critical mindset can reduce conspiracy beliefs. For example, exposing people to scientific reasoning that challenged the assumptions behind COVID-19 conspiracies significantly reduced their belief in those conspiracy theories. Adapted from the Conversation, October 2023.